Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Dalid. We left off in Daf Mem Gimel and Beis Hashir, sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously the Zchus of Gemara Chasima Tova for all Klal Yisrael, and it's also sponsored anonymously the Zchus of Refuah Shleima for Shimon Moshe Ben Adinos having surgery today. Shav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So we left off on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. We are at Nechemya Berei D'Rav Chanilai. And the first thing we're going to discuss in today's Daf is about making human mechitzos on Shabbos in order to help someone who's outside of his Tchum Shabbos return to his Tchum Shabbos through those human mechitzos. And that's going to lead us into a discussion about using human mechitzos for a sukkah. So that's in Yom HaDiyoma a little bit. Then the Gemara is going to have a stira between two brises, whether you're allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. I'm going to have three different possible resolutions of the stira. The first two we're going to reject, and then we're going to accept the third resolution. Then we're going to tell a few maisalach, a few stories where people were used as mechitzos, but only shalo l'daitam, only because they didn't realize they were being used as mechitzos. But if a person realizes that they're being used as a mechitza, we're going to see that they're not allowed to be used as a mechitza. Then the Mishnah, Amud Beis, is going to talk about someone who had to leave the Tchum Shabbos for a good reason. He was permitted to leave the Tchum Shabbos, so now what are his limitations? Not a person who left on purpose, nor a person who was dumped there by Nachrim, but a person who had a very good reason to leave the Tchum Shabbos. What are his limitations at that point? And then the Gemara is going to have two explanations of one particular line in that Mishnah that seems totally unnecessary, and we're going to have two explanations of what the line means, and that's going to lead to a discussion of the concept of havla'as tchumin, of overlapping tchum Shabbos, and what the halachic implications of that are. So let's begin. Nechemya b'reid rav chani la'i. So says the Gemara, Nechemya b'reid rav chani la'i. Last word in line is Nechemya, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Nechemya b'reid rav chani la'i, meshachtei shmaita, he was caught up in his learning, v'nafa chutz l'tchum, so he was absent-minded, he was thinking about his learning, he didn't realize where he was walking, and he ended up outside of the tchum, so he was stuck there. So amalei rav chisla rav nachman, rav chisla reported to rav nachman, Nechemya talmid chashori b'tzar, your talmid Nechemya is stuck, he's in tzar, because he's now confined to his dalet amos, since he left the tchum Shabbos. Amalei aseilo mechitza shel b'nei adam v'yikanes, no problem, get a bunch of people there, have them line up, and they'll make a mechitza of people, and then he'll be able to go back into the city. And that meaning we'll treat it as if hotzi'uhu nachrim, as if there was an ones that he was brought outside the tchum. And the halacha is, when hotzi'uhu nachrim, we pass like from Gamliel, that if a mechitza is then built around the person, that he's able to go throughout the entire mechitza, he's not limited to dalet amos, if he's in an enclosure. So he's able to go throughout the entire deer or sahar or svina. That was from Gamliel Shita. You can go throughout the entire enclosure. So as long as that enclosure brings him all the way back to the city, so then he'll be fine. Then he can go through the walls of people back to the city, and then he'll have his original Tchum Shabbos. So Yosef Nachman Yitzchak Achari the Rav. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rav of Yosef. Rav Kamei the Rav Nachman. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rav. Amai Kamei Bar Le Rav Chista. What was Rav Chista's suffix that he had to raise this shaila about what to do about the situation? Why couldn't Rav Chista figure this out on his own? Why did he have to go report to Rav Nachman, Ayvei, Nechemya Talmidcha, Shori Bitzar, is there an Eitzah for him? It sounded like there was some sort of suffix that he had. So what exactly was his suffix? Ilema B'demol Gavri Askinan, if we're talking about that there were enough people to make a mechitza for Nechemya to get him all the way back into the Tchum, V'kami Bayilein, the Shaila was Hilchsak Ram Gamliel, do we pass him like Ram Gamliel? Oh, Einalach Ram Gamliel, meaning do we pass him like Ram Gamliel? That a person who went out b'shogeg is allowed to go throughout the entire mechitzos that he's now surrounded by, and therefore Nechemya also, who went outside of the Tchum Shabbos, as long as you surround him by mechitzos, is going to be allowed to go all the way back into the Tchum Shabbos. Or maybe no, maybe we're passing like Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Akiva, who hold that you're not allowed to go throughout the mechitzos, that you were not Shavas Behem when Shabbos started. So Mimele wouldn't help to make human mechitzos around him, because they hold you're not allowed to go throughout the deer, the sahar, the svina, that you're limited to your dalet amos if those weren't the mechitzos that you were in when Shabbos started. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no, but Dilma Legavri Askinan. The Shaila was not whether we pass on the Krum Gamliel. Of course we pass on the Krum Gamliel. The Shaila was specifically, they didn't have enough people to make the Mechitza, to get all the way back into the city, to get all the way back into the Tchum Shabbos of his original city. They had enough people to get him to within two Amos, but not within, not all the way back to the Tchum Shabbos. For Kami Bayalei, Halacha Krabi Eliezer, Owen Halacha Krabi Eliezer. And the Shaila was, do we passing like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that if you find yourself two amos away from your Tchum Shabbos, you're then allowed to go inside the Tchum, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that since a person is called a Dalet Amos, if you're taken outside your Tchum Shabbos, you have Dalet Amos, so you're able to go, if the Dalet Amos are two amos in every direction, so if you're two amos outside the Tchum, you're allowed to go two amos, and once you go two amos, now you're inside the Tchum, and now you're back to your original Tchum Shabbos. So do we passing like Rabbi Eliezer, or do we not pasken like Rabbi Lazar? In which case, making a mechitza, a human mechitza, it's going to get him to within two amos of his tchum, is not going to be helpful to this person. Tosfos raises the question, let's say there aren't enough people. If we assume that we pasken like Rabbi Gamliel, that you're allowed to utilize the entire area of mechitzos, that even the mechitzos that were not there for you before Shabbos started, and you have enough people to get him within two amos, why don't you line up some people to get him within two amos? Then the people that he's already passed through should be able to further line up to get him all the way back in. Tosfos raises this question on Mem Gimel and Beis Dibra Maschil Ilema. So Tosfos says, no, you can't do that because once they make the mechitza once with people, then the people are going to chap what's going on. And if the people chap what's going on, if they realize they're being used for mechitzas, then they can no longer be used for mechitzas. We're going to see that at the end of today's daf, that even though you could use a mechitza of Bnei Adam, it's only if they don't realize that they're being used as a mechitza of Bnei Adam. But if you keep saying, okay, now stand here, now they're going to realize that they're being used as a mechitza, and that's not going to work. So pshita. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What exactly was Rav Chista's Shaila? Was the Shaila whether we pass in like Rav Gamliel that you're allowed to go within all the, within your new mechitzos, or was the Shaila whether we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer that if you could just get to within two amos of your tchum, then you're going to be okay? So pshita b'delo mal gavri askinan. It must be that we're talking about where there aren't enough people to get you all the way back to the tchum, and the whole Shaila was whether we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. These halakadait up in the Malagavri askinan, because if we're talking about that there are enough people to get you all the way back, mighty baile, what exactly is he mesupak about? Do I paskin like Rav Gamliel or not? We already know ha'amarav halacha Rav Gamliel bedir v'sahar usvina that we paskin like Rav Gamliel. So why would Rav Chista be mesupak whether we paskin like Rav Gamliel? Alavadai bedelom Malagavri askinan u'drabilazu kami baile. It must be that there aren't enough people to get him all the way back. There are only enough people to get him within two amos, and the shaila was, do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Deka nami, and we could be medayik from Rav Nachman that we must be talking about that there were not enough people there to get him all the way back. De kamerlei yikanes, because Rav Nachman told Rav Chista make human mechitzas for him, and then yikanes. So my yikanes, what does it mean? Why does Rav Nachman have to add those words and then come in? Obviously, you're supposed to go through all the human mechitzos till the human mechitzos end, and that's going to bring you back into your tchum Shabbos. Why does he have to add yikanes? So lav below mechitza, doesn't yikanes mean that even without a mechitza that he'll get to as far as the human mechitza takes him, and then he'll still find himself two amos outside of the tchum, and then yikanes, and then he goes the rest of the way without a mechitza. The Rashba quotes from the Ravid that we see from here that the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer that havlaas tchum in milsa, that getting within your dalet amos or two amos rather of the tchum Shabbos is good enough. If you get beheter up until your tchum, you're then allowed to go throughout your entire tchum, because apparently that's how Rav Nachman is machria the halacha. But that which Rabbi Lezer holds, that the way to measure it is that arba amos that a person has means two amos in every direction, that we don't necessarily pass on like Rabbi Lezer. We're going to see the discussion about that, how to measure the dalet amos. It could be that you're allowed to choose dalet amos in whichever direction you want, that where you are, I decide my dalet amos are going to be that way, not necessarily that it's two amos in each direction. So that's what the Rashba quotes from the Ravid, that while we do paskin of lost tchumin, that there's this overlap of the tchum, because your dalet amos overlaps with your original tchum Shabbos, and that's going to allow you to go throughout your entire tchum Shabbos. We don't necessarily paskin that the way to measure it is how Rabbi Eliezer measures it. The Ritva writes that from the Pashtus it sounds like the halachos like Rabbi Eliezer, but you don't necessarily have to say that, because it could be that that this Maisa, the Chacham would be moded to Rabbi Lezer, then Nechemiah is allowed to go into the city, even though it's relying on overlapping Tchumin, because we're going to see in the Gemara in tomorrow's daf, we'll hopefully get to it today, that the whole Machlokas is only when you go out L'dvar Rashus. But if you went out for a Dvar Mitzvah, then everyone agrees Havlas Tchumin works. And over here, he was thinking and learning, so maybe that counts, that he's going out L'dvar Mitzvah. It's not a typical going out L'dvar Mitzvah. Normally going out L'dvar Mitzvah means the Dvar Mitzvah is there, so I need to go there. His Dvar Mitzvah was in his head, but it means that he was, but maybe that counts as going out L'dvar Mitzvah as well, says the Ritva, because he was going while engaged in a mitzvah. So now the Gemara has Esfei, Rav Nachum Yitzchak L'Rava. Rav Nachum Yitzchak challenges Rav from Brisa. Nafal Dofno, if the wall of a sukkah falls down on Shabbos or Yontif, lo yamin ba adam behem of a kelim, don't put a human of an animal or kelim there, velo yiskof es hamita, nor stand up a bed, lifros ala asadid, in order to spread a cloth over it to make a mechitza, lefishenos an olarai betchila, be Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to build an olarai, you're not allowed to construct a temporary partition on Yom Tov, vein tzarchom, b'Shabbos, and certainly you're not allowed to do so on Shabbos. So you see that you're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. So how could Rav Nachman allow Rav Chista to make a human mechitza on Shabbos to allow Nechemiah Breda Rav Chaniloi to enter back into the Tchum? So Amalei, Atam Atli Meha, wait, you asked me a kasha from that price of Ana, Amin Alach Meha, I'll bring you a different price that supports it. That also, the Meschavero Dofen, Kadesh Yechol Yishav Yishan, a person could make his friend into a wall of the sukkah so that he could eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah, V'yiskov Es Amita, and he could stand up a bed, V'yifros Al Asadin, to spread a cloth over it, Kadesh Lo Tipol Chama Al Ames, in order to prevent the sun from causing a body to decompose, V'yala Ochlin, or the sun from causing food to spoil. So you're allowed to do all these things. You're allowed to set up a partition on Shabbos Yontif in order to make your sukkah kosher and be able to use it. So you see from this price so that you're allowed to make an Ohel Arai on Shabbos, and that's why Rav Nachman said that you're allowed to make a human partition on Shabbos. Says Gemara, yeah, but now we have another problem. Kashin Adadi. We have two prices. One that specifically talks about a dofen l'sukkah and says you're not allowed to use people, animals, kelim. And another price that says dofen l'sukkah, you are allowed to use people, animals, kelim. So how do we resolve that stira? So the Gemara is going to have three tries. First try, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. The brisa that does not allow making an ol arai assumes like Rabbi Eliezer. The brisa that does allow it assumes like the Rabbanan. Where do we find the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan about making an ol arai on Shabbos? Titnan, a mishnah, mesachah Shabbos, and of kuf chavei, pekaka chalon. If you have a window shutter, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Zman, shakasha v'taloi. If it's attached to the window and it's hanging in the air from the window, pokekimbo, then you're allowed to close the window with that shutter because that's not being mosif alabinyan, because it's already attached. Vim lav, but if it's not kosher v'talui, then ain't poking bo, then you're not allowed to use the window shutter, because that's similar to melechas bono, you're being mosif alabinyan, even though it's only temporary, because you're going to open it up again. Nevertheless, it's usher to be mosif alabinyan, even ba'ofen arai on Shabbos. V'cham omrim ben kach poking bo. V'cham say, no, we have no problem, even if you're being mosif alabinyan, b'derech arai on Shabbos. So apparently, the Chum and Rabbi Lezer disagree about making an Ohel Arai on Shabbos, that Rabbi Lezer says also, the Chum say mutter. So our machlokas about using a human, an animal, kelim, as a dofen l'sukkah on Shabbos, is this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chumim. Says Mar, no it's not. V'itmar Allah, because we already commented about that machlokas, that Amar Rabba Bar Bachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim shenos an Ohel Arai b'tchila, b'yom tov. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to make an Ohel Arai initially on Yom Tov, ain't tzarech lomar b'Shabbos. And certainly not on Shabbos. So nechuela lahosif. That whole machlokas is only when you already have an existing structure and you're just adding to the structure. Rabbi Lezer Omer ein mosif in b'yom tov ein tzarech lomar b'Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says you're not even allowed to be mosif alo al arai on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. V'cham or mosif in b'Shabbos ein tzarech lomar b'yom tov. That you are allowed to be mosif on Shabbos and certainly on Yom Tov. So even the chacham do not allow creating an ol arai. So we're stuck again. How do do you explain the brisa that allows making a mechitza for a sukkah on Shabbos and Yantav using kelim adam or behema? Ela lo kasha, a second try to resolve the stira. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda, that the brisa that allows making a mechitza for a sukkah on Shabbos assumes like Rabbi Meir. The brisa that does not allow it assumes like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do they argue about this? Titania. I saw the behema dofel the sukkah. Directly they talk about this. If you make an animal, a behema, you make an animal a wall for a sukkah, Remeir posel. Remeir says not a valid wall, Rabbi the Makshir. And Rabbi the says it is a valid wall. Remeir the Kapasel Hasam, why does Remeir say it's not a valid wall for a sukkah? Alma lav mechitzihi. Apparently he holds that standing an animal somewhere does not make a mechitza. So hachashari. Therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, because it's an invalid mechitza anyway. To lav midi kavod, because after all, you're not doing anything, because it's not a kasher or a wall anyway. But Rabbi Yehuda to kamachshir us, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it works as a valid wall for the mechitza, alma mechitzi, apparently it counts as a mechitza. So hacha asar, so he's going to say that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that's the svara of the brisa that does not allow making a behema as a dof on the sukkah on Shabbos. But the brisa that does allow it assumes like Rabbi Meir that you're not doing anything anyway, so you could go ahead and make a behema, a mechitza for Shabbos. Rashi raises the obvious question, well, wait a second, then why is the brisa telling me to do it? The brisa says, oh, you want to eat in the sukkah, set up a behema as a wall. But a mayor holds it's an invalid wall anyway. So Rashi says, yeah, the Gemara could have rejected that way, but we reject this explanation anyhow. But l'chara, that's the most obvious rejection, that the brisa doesn't make any sense if we attribute it to Rabbi Meir. Vitizra, you think that's going to be a good answer to the stira between the brisas? Amen. The Shamalei l'Rameir behema. Rameir only says this about a behema being an invalid mechitza. Adam v'kelim mishamadei. Did Rameir ever say that an Adam and Kalim is an invalid mechitza? Visu, Rabbi Meir, alibi deman. And furthermore, when Rabbi Meir allows making it all awry on Shabbos when it's not a mechitza shal mitzvah, who's he assuming like? I alibi de Rabbi Lazar. If he assumes like it's Rabbi Lazar, who he the lahosef namiyasa, Rabbi Lazar doesn't even allow being mosif on an all awry on Shabbos. So kol shken, you're not allowed to make a mechitza. Ve'ela alibi de Rabbanan. It must be that he's assuming like the shita of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Lazar and allow you to use the pakaka chalon to shutter the window. So emadami rabbanan lahosif, but even the rabbanan only allow you to be mosif. But the chachilim yamur, do they ever allow you to make, to build a new mechitza, a new ol? So ella rather, says the gemara, a third and final resolution to the stira between the two brises. Again, one brise had said that if you need a wall for your sukkah, you're allowed to use a behema, a kalim or adam as the wall. The other brise says you're not allowed to. Ella hava rabbanan. Both brises are assuming like the chachamim that you could be mosif alo al arai on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to make a new ohel. V'kelim ha-kelim lokashin, it's not a stira by kelim. Ha-bedofen shlishis, ha-bedofen revias. One is talking about the third wall of the sukkah. The brisa that does not allow you to make the mechitz is talking about building a third wall for your sukkah, which means that you're being machshir your sukkah, that the sukkah wasn't kasher because it only had two walls. Now you're making a third wall. That's aser, because then you're making an ohel arai b'tchila b'Shabbos, because it was invalid before. You're making a mechitza materas. Whereas the brisa that allows it is talking about where you're making a fourth wall for your sukkah. Your sukkah is kasher anyway without it. So that's just like being mosif alo el arai. Dekanami, and it's meduyak this way from the brisa that asks that it's talking about making a third wall. Dekatani, nafal dofna, that its wall fell. Makes it sound like an important wall fell. Which important wall? The third one. And therefore, you're allowed to replace it. So shema mina, so we do in fact see that from the brisa that it's talking about the third wall, Ella Adama Adam Kasha, but we still have a stira in the brisas about making a human mechitza, that one brisa asus, the other one matters. So Adam Adam Nami Lo Kasha, that's not a stira either. Kan Ladas, Kan Shalol Ladas. A human mechitza is good as long as the people don't know that they're being used as a mechitza. But if they know that they're being used as a mechitza, then it's not going to work. V'ad Rabbi Nechem Reder Rav Chani Loi Ladas Hava. But Frakta Gemara, wait a second, the case of Rabbi Nechem Reder Rav Chani Loi, where he needed to get back into the Tchum Shabbos, L'chora, the people realized what they were being used for, so that it shouldn't have worked. Says Gemara, who told you they knew what they were being used for? Shlomi Dasav, they had no idea what they were being used for. Rav Chista just said, come with me, and Rav Chista says, so you follow. So they went with Rav Chista, stand here, okay, so they stood there, and then Rav Chista walked right through. They didn't realize what they were they were being used for. Says Gemara, but Rav Chista Mielad Asava, but Rav Chista knew what it was all about. He was the one that asked the Shaila. So he must have realized what it was all about. Yeah, Rav Chista Shlomo in the Minyan Hava. He wasn't part of the human wall. He was just instructing people where to go. And they were part of the human wall, and they had no idea what was going on. So says the Gemara, a few stories relating to using human mechitzos. Hanu b'nei ganana, there were people who were arranging a chuppah. The ilu maya, that water came in on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. They were able to. They brought in water utilizing mechitza shel bnei adam, utilizing human mechitza to transport the water. So nagdinu Shmuel. Shmuel gave him makas mardus. Amarim amru shalomidas yomul adas. And it's for this reason. It's because we allow mechitza shel bnei adam, but only when it's unintentional. But if the people know exactly what they're being used for, then you're not allowed to do it. Another story. Hanuziki. There was a there were kalim that held water that were thrown out into the streets of Mechuzah, which was a Rosh Hashanah, so you couldn't bring them back into Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Badi das Ravim Pirke, when Rav was coming home from saying his shir in the shul on Shabbos, and people were accompanying him, so the Rav's shamash picked up the kelim and brought them into the Rosh Hashanah, because Rav was surrounded with so many people that it became like a mechitza shel bnei adam. That's what some of the poskim recommend. If someone needs to sit during hakafos and simchas Torah, the halacha is you're not allowed to sit when the Sefer Torah is moving, is that they recommend keep the Sefer Torah in an inner circle and have an outer circle of people dancing around it, and then you could sit outside that outer circle. You can rely on mechitza shel bnei adam. They're not thinking of themselves as a mechitza, and then you have a mechitza between where the Torah is. But anyway, so they brought them in using this mechitza of people surrounding Rava. The Shabbat Achrita Bayalin, who the following Shabbos they wanted to do the same thing. Vasalu, Rava said, no, now you can't do it. Avilekiladas, because now by doing it repeatedly, it becomes something that they're going to catch on to, and that's considered like it's ladas for usher. You're not allowed to do that. Levi Yilu Leitivna, Levi, they would bring in straw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashiachid using a human mechitza. Ziri Aspasta, and Ziri, they would bring in some grain that was cut when it was still shachas in order to feed to the behemoths. Rav Simi Barchia, they would bring in water, but in all these cases, they used human mechitzas, but only shalol ladas. You're not allowed to use the human mechitza when it is Ladas. New Mishnah. Mishi Yatzah Bereshus. If someone left the Tchum Shabbos, but the Chacham allowed him to do this, he was going to be made on Chidush HaLevana, or he was going to be Matzil Lefashos, he's a Tzala member. And they tell him, that you're no longer needed, it's already taken care of, meaning Bezim was ready Mekadish Lechodesh, or the fellow that you're going to save, he gets the call on the radio, it's already taken care of, stand down. So he doesn't have to go anymore. So Yesh Alpayim Amal Kol Rach, but he's already outside of his Tchum Shabbos, now he's not limited to Dalar Amos, he gets 2,000 Amos in every direction from wherever he is when he gets that call that he's no longer needed. And if he's still within his original Tchum, then it's as if he didn't leave at all, then he still has his Tchum Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to discuss what in the world that line is teaching me. Of course, if he's still within his Tchum, he still has his Tchum. Anyone who goes out to save, life is allowed to go back, is allowed to return back on Shabbos to the Tchum Shabbos. That line is a very important line, lahalacha. Tosa says that you see over here, this is an example of hitiru sofon mishum tchilasan, that we allow you to return because we're afraid that if we don't allow you to return, then a person is not going to go in the first place. And we find examples of such a thing, and certainly we need to save lives, and we find examples of such an idea of hitiru sofon mishum tchilasan in Beitza Dafiral from Bezru. It's three different cases where Chazal allow you to finish work on Yom Tov, even though the initiation of that work was necessary, even though only the initiation of the work was necessary for Yom Tov, completing it was not necessary for Yom Tov, because if we don't allow you to complete it, then it was a Tzorach HaRabim, then you're never going to start the work either. So that's what Tosfos understands, that this is Yitiru Sofon Mishum Tchilasan. We're going to see some significant discussion in tomorrow's daf about that this seems to contradict the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. How the Gemara resolves that contradiction, how to understand that Gemara, leads to a major machlokas from Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman about Hatzala members returning from a life-saving mission on Shabbos. Whether a Hatzala member drives on Shabbos, is he allowed to drive back home on Shabbos? So in America, the prevailing minhag is to follow Rav Moshe Shita and to, yes, drive home. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed adamantly with Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman had such kavod for Rav Moshe that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote the tshuva, sent it to Rav Moshe first, and asked Rishus to print the tshuva. He wouldn't print it without Rishus from Rav Moshe because it was such a break from what Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe said, of course, the Hagdol Torah Lahadira. We're allowed to argue in Halacha. So that's a major tshuva in Minchas Shlomo. Maybe we'll get into some of the details tomorrow, time permitting. Says the Gemara, Mayim hayu b'tocha tchum ki lo yatza. What does that line in the Mishnah mean? That if he was inside the tchum, then it's as if he was lo yatza. It's as if he never left. Of course, if you're still inside your tchum Shabbos, it's ki lo yatza. Two explanations. Number one, Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar. Im hayu b'tocha tchum shalo ki lo yatza mitoch beis odami. If he was still within his tchum, it's as if he never left his house. We view it as if he never left his house. Meaning, if he's 1,000 amos from his house, we view it as if he's still in his house, and he's allowed to go 2,000 amos in every direction from his house. We don't assume that he's Kona Shvisa from the spot where he is now, and now he's got 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is now. Says Mar Pshita, but that's also obvious, meaning he never left his original Tchum. Now, Ma'al D'Tema Halva Akara, but I might think, since he went Al-Manas to go outside the Tchum, so wherever he ends up, that's where he was, meaning he was already been Oker, his original Tchum Shabbos, and wherever he ends up is going to be from where we measure the new Tchum, Kamash Mlan. Therefore, it tells us, no, if he never actually left the original Tchum Shabbos, even though he was planning on it, he's still in his original Tchum Shabbos. Explanation number two, Rav Simi Bar Chiya Amar, Hachi Kamar, Ima Yitchum Shnos L'Cham Muvlan B'toch HaTchum Shalo, Ki Lo Yatzum Yitchumo. That if the 2,000 Amos that he has from where he is right now, he is outside of his original Tchum, but he's given a new 2,000 Amos. If that 2,000 Amos overlaps with his original Tchum, he can go 2,000 Amos to his original Tchum, and then once he's there, he can go back and utilize his entire original Tchum. Meaning this is Havla'as Tchum, and there's an overlap of Tchum, and he can therefore go back and use his original tchum. B'maykamifli, what is the nekudas hamachlokas over here? Mar savar havlas tchum in milsi. Rav Simi Bar Chiya apparently holds havlas tchum in works. Mar savar lav milsi, and Rabba holds that you cannot rely on overlapping tchumin. Amar le Abai le Rabba. So Abai asked Rabba, "Vatal tizbro da havlas tchum in milsi? You don't hold that tchumin that are muvla that are overlap each other are considered a single tchum? You have to admit to that because umay ilu shavas b'ma'ara shabatoch arba asalafim. If a person is Kona Shvisa inside a cave that's 4,000 amos long. Va'al gaga pachas me'arba'as halaf mama. But the top of the cave, from one door of the cave, there's an entrance exit on each side of the cave. But between them, there's less than 4,000 amos. So let's say 3,900 amos, or something like that, is just under 4,000 amos. Lo nimtza mahalichas kula. Don't you agree that since he's Kona Shvisa in the cave, he has the entire area above the cave that he's allowed to walk, and chutzal al payamama, and 2,000 amos from the exit on one side, and 2,000 amos from the exit on the other side. So he's because since it's less than 4,000 amos on top, it's an overlapping tchum. So amalei below shani lach benecha the shavas bar mechitz mevod yom lech the shavas bar mechitz mevod yom. Those are very different cases. The case of the cave was he was already shavas in those mechitzos before Shabbos started. So that's where the overlapping tchumen are going to help. But over here, the guy went out on Shabbos, so this new tchum. Is something that was introduced on Shabbos, and so such a havlas tchumen is not going to work. Behechad lo shavas lo. Is that true that such a havlas tchumen does not work? Va'atnan. But don't we learn in the Mishnah later on that Reb Lazar Omer shtayim yikanes, that if a person is two amos outside of his tchum Shabbos, he can go back in, like we learned before. Shalosh lo yikanes. But if he's three amos outside of his tchum Shabbos, then he's not allowed to walk back in. My love, Reb Lazar tamei damar v'hu be'emtzayin. Isn't this Reb Lazar the shitaso who holds that when we give you dalet amos, that means two amos in every direction from where you are. Va'arba amos diavale rabbanon kiman demivla and damu. So why is he allowed to go those two amos to the tchum Shabbos and then travel throughout the entire tchum Shabbos? Isn't it because his current tchum Shabbos is four amos and his old tchum Shabbos overlaps with his current tchum Shabbos? So mainly he's allowed to go throughout the whole thing. Ka'amar yikanes al avlas tchumin milsi. That seems to assume that avlas tchumin counts. Samle rabba barbachan labayim midrablas. How can you ask a kasha from the sheet of Rabbi Lazar? The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Lazar, so bring a raya from the Chacham instead of asking a kasha from Rabbi Lazar. I'm like, in. I can ask a kasha from Rabbi Lazar. The Shmuel Emine Demar Ad Kalopli Rabban Alei Rabbi Eliezer Ella Lidvar Rishus. The Chacham only don't allow you to go back into your Tchum Shabbos when you went for a Dvar Rishus. Av Lidvar Mitzvah Modulei. But if you went for a Dvar Mitzvah, even the Chacham would be Modulei. So apparently you do see that Avla'as Tchumen works even when you did not have that avlas tchumin may erev Shabbos. It was only introduced on Shabbos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots.